Boom. Hey, everybody. This is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about, is entrepreneurship hard even after you've been doing it for many, many years? And should it be?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And here's the deal. Heaton, you and I, we're friends with a founder. And that founder sent both of us a text message last night. And this was a personal text message, so I'm not going to share who it is. But I'm pretty sure that if you're listening, you know who you are. And the founder just had, I think, a moment where things were overwhelming, and he reached out to us to share that moment with us, which I...
Hang on. I love that we're doing this one. Just wanted to say that.
Okay, very good. I didn't tell Heaton that we're doing this episode. This is one of the ones where I'm like, Heaton, let's record. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I'm sure we're going to just rock and roll with it without talking about it.
It was in my head. I forgot, dude. So good. Let's do this.
Awesome. So we get this text message. It felt like a vulnerable moment where this founder was just like exhausted and texted both of us saying, dudes, even after fucking whatever it was, 15 years of being an entrepreneur, doing startups, why is this so fucking hard? Man, this sucks. This is so hard. And he sends us this. I receive the text. Heaton receives the text. And I have multiple thoughts here, right? Once I received it. One is I'm really grateful that he feels so connected to us and feels trusts us so much. That he feels that it's okay to be vulnerable. That he feels like, okay, these are two founders that I experienced that I can be honest with. I don't have to fuck around. I don't have to pretend I'm always strong and I know everything. I can just be myself and they'll understand. They'll be okay. They won't judge me. They might be able to help me. So on the one hand, I love that. On the other hand, I was very conflicted on how to respond to this, right? Because part of me wants to just have empathy and understanding and say, yeah, things are sometimes hard. And part of me wants to kick him in the ass. And so I have all these different conflicting thoughts and emotions. And I didn't respond to his text message. And I noticed you didn't respond either, you know, at least not up until this morning.
Nope.
And so I wanted to talk to you about this. Like, I wanted to talk about, in general, like entrepreneurship and startups being really, really hard. Is this true? Should it be true? Especially if you've done it a long time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
Okay. Can I read what he texted?
Yes. It doesn't identify him, so I think it's totally cool.
No, it does not. It does not. And honestly, I don't even think he'd care, but like, we're going to respect it.
Yes.
We're like that. So it was a group thread. It was a text message, and it said, I don't know why startups are so painful sometimes. Even after 15 years, I still find myself crying.
Wow, yeah.
He's a sweetheart.
Yes.
First of all, so I'm not surprised he sent that to us, because I think we definitely have a connection to him, because you know, we both really like him and enjoy our time with him. One of the things I think that I'm going to start with on this is, like, there was a bunch of tweets also that were about, like, oh, it never gets easier. That's kind of the dirty secret. So don't tell anyone that when they start. I gotta say that, like, One of the hardest things to do in a startup, and I think you and I have, like, this is a pattern, like, that we've talked about a lot, is like controlling your emotions. And it's literally, I gotta say, the word is control. I wish I had like a more generous word, but it's an aggressive word. And for me, I think it's in general, most of us, whether we're running our own companies or not, emotions are what usually get the best of us in the worst situations. And this friend was definitely having a moment, and he, you know, he's been at it for 15 years. So it's not like he just started a year ago and he's like telling us, hey, does it get any easier? He's literally like, yo, I'm crying over some shit here. And like, I felt like I was doing that 15 years ago. I'm still doing that. And for me, like, it's your reaction to things. It's your, it's controlling your emotions, but not like, it's just awareness of them. I think that's most important. Not that I'm trying to say that don't feel it, but when you feel it, understand what it is, you know, and we're all going through this, and, you know, also realizing that, like, you're not alone. I think even him texting us, I think it was at 6:34 a.m. Pacific when he texted us.
Yeah, I don't remember what time it was. I saw the text. I felt like late at night, but I don't really know. It's all a blur.
Yeah, it was 6:34 p.m. My bad.
P.M. There
Yeah, I was like a.m. Oh, and so like I don't know. I think this is the norm, and it's not going to get any better. And that's why not everyone starts their own business.
True. I want to say something. I don't know why, but I want to say something a little like opposing of this view to a certain degree. I'm of two minds and hearts here, because on the one hand, it's true, man. Things are hard. Life is hard. If life isn't hard, you're not doing it right, to a certain degree, in my mind. And hard doesn't need to be suffering. There's a difference between having challenges and problems and between suffering with them, right? And we've talked about this before. I think suffering is a choice. I think having problems isn't, right? You're going to have problems. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that suck. And that's fine. And that's normal. I think you are living a healthy human life if you have problems and challenges. But I don't think you need to. I think suffering is really optional. Problems are mandatory, but suffering is optional. And so when I read this, to one degree, I wanted to say, yeah, dude, like shit's hard. And I get it. Sometimes it sucks. And I'm not somebody that like one thing that I love about him is that he's a sweetheart and he's an emotional person, more so than even I am. And so I'm not. It's very hard for me to have super high highs and super low lows, right? So I don't cry that often, but I'm not like overly out of my mind excited or happy about things either, although this is surprising to people. And I think this is something that we two have in common, right?
Yeah, totally.
So on the one hand, I'm like, yeah, this shit's hard sometimes. I get it. I get you. You know, you're not alone. And on the other hand, I want to say I have this philosophy that is whatever I do that's really, really hard, anything that's really, really hard means I'm not doing it right. And that's kind of my personal philosophy, which means that if I'm struggling with something, if I'm inconvenienced, if I have to fix a problem, when I'm struggling and suffering through a problem, through the startup world, I'm always catching myself and asking myself, is there a person out there that would not feel like this is so overwhelming, that would be able to, that would look at this problem that I have and would feel like it's a small problem? And the answer is always yes. Just like some of the problems that I felt were overwhelmingly hard 10 years ago, today I think are nothing, super simple, easy, because I've grown and I've mastered certain skill sets and I've accumulated certain experience. So the problems that are really hard to me today are different from those that were really hard to me 10 years ago. Just like when I was 12 and some girl broke up with me, it was the end of the fucking world. It was literally the end of the world. And that was, and today I would look at my 12-year-old niece and when she, just broke up with her boyfriend and thinks it's the end of the world, to a certain degree, it's cute. And then I remind myself that for her, this is a really, really tough thing, right? And it's totally legitimate to feel that way. But we grow in skills, we grow in abilities, we grow in experiences. And when you are more skilled, problems that seem to the less skilled very, very overwhelming and challenging are actually pretty simple to solve. So whenever something is incredibly hard for me to solve, I just think to myself, well, shit, it means I'm not doing it right. It means either I'm not the right person, this is not the right time, or I haven't acquired the right approach or skill to fix this problem. The reason I'm struggling is I'm just not doing it right. At least that's my personal philosophy. So on one hand, I want to hug this founder and tell him, yeah, dude, shit's always going to be hard. And on the other hand, I want to kick his ass and go, motherfucker, just learn faster, learn more. You shouldn't have the same problems you had 10 years ago. It should be new problems. And things should get easier over time, at least for periods of time. So I'm like, is this really because you're in a such more challenging position? Or is it because there are certain lessons that you're not willing to learn, so you're holding on to certain problems and you're suffering through the same thing again and again and again? And I don't know what it is. He didn't tell us what the problem was or why it was hard or why he had that moment. So I don't have the context to really judge. But these are my two reactions when I hear people telling me that they have something, that they're doing something that's really, really hard and they seem to be suffering during that time. And it's the same reaction I have to myself. I'm not above this. I have moments where I'm like overwhelmed or suffering or overly worried or like negative on something. Oh, why all this problem? Why do I always have to deal with da 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 da? But I usually catch myself fairly soon and go, well, motherfucker, you're doing it wrong. You know, you're just doing it wrong. You know, if you knew how to do it better, it would be easier. So just fucking try to learn and change. So yeah, that's my reaction when I hear that. I don't know what your thoughts are on this.
I had to tweet it. Problems are mandatory, but suffering is optional. I mean, that, I think you summed it up extremely well as to like how to speak to someone when they're feeling that way. What I really also want to double down on is if you feel like you're having the same feeling over and over again, there are a set of patterns that are causing it. And you kind of alluded to that. And so, you know, if you want to get over this feeling, you have to find what those set of patterns are. So right now, if we talk to this friend, I think both of us would probably come at him and say, hey, after you, you know, tell him to, you know, get over himself, which I think is also accurate in some ways, just because like he should move on from this and get at a solution really fast. I think we'd probably talk to him about like, what's the pattern here? When you felt like this before, what was the cause of it? And where was your responsibility for that cause of this emotion that you're feeling? And what's the pattern inside of it of something that either you're doing or not doing that you should stop or start doing? And in his case, it's probably just some kind of perspective he has on situations is what I would guess. The only reason I'm guessing that is this person has a high level of emotion and empathy, and he's probably putting that on himself in a big way. And then that's causing him to spiral in terms of his own thought process and emotions and honestly getting negative. So I think a lot of this has to do with also not letting yourself get so negative that you get stuck in the pattern and can't see above it or see underneath it and figure out where it's coming from. For me, myself, like the emotions come. It's the patterns that I look for though, because that's when I know like I've gotten past the emotion and found the reason. And once I find that reason and that pattern, it's my job to, for lack of a better word, reframe. For lack of a better word, reprogram myself so that I can prevent it or at least catch it earlier and make sure that like I'm being my best self. Because usually when you have these emotions and you consider them suffering, you're not being your best self. You're being your worst self.
I love that. All right. So we'll wrap this episode up with this. I have a little shout out to give to Sherry Walling and Rob Walling. Those are two friends of ours. They have a podcast called Zen Founder. And Sherry is, has a background in psychology and psychiatry. And so, and she's been married to an entrepreneur and she's been an entrepreneur herself. So they're doing a podcast where they talk a lot about these emotional things. I know that they are just about, I think in January, to release an ebook on like how to be a founder without losing your shit. And I think there's a lot of emotional stuff in there. I know that there's parts of interviews Sherry did with you and me in the ebook. So for founders out there that want to have more control over their emotions, that maybe are going through the motions, and maybe a nice little recommendation to check out the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm pretty sure they're going to publish the ebook somewhere there, so you're going to be able to find it.
Yep, I have to double click on that.
All right, that's it from us for this episode. Mm-hmm.